Online Podcast 196. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Online Podcast. How are you? It's Monday in November, November 20th. How are you doing? This is the week of Thanksgiving for those of you who, celebrate that, who live in North America. I don't know. I think Canadians celebrate Thanksgiving on a different day. Or do they even celebrate Thanksgiving? I don't know. I'm so ignorant. Let me know. That's what the comment area is for. Go to the comment area and let me know what you think about Canadian. I know I have several Canadian listeners up there somewhere, so let me know. Do you celebrate Thanksgiving? I'm not sure. Is it just an American thing? I don't know much about Thanksgiving, and you would probably have those information directly from American. And I'm sure a lot of other people are talking about Thanksgiving this time of the year, especially if you're have a show out around this Thanksgiving period of time. So you can get those information from the actual real Americans, but not from me. I'm made in Malaysia. I was designed in China, but made in Malaysia. No, what that mean, what I was trying to say was that I have I'm ethnically Chinese, meaning my ancestors came from China, but I was born in Malaysia, so I was made in Malaysia. So, anyway, but one thing that we can be talking about is not the celebration of Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving itself. I think there are times, my cat just jumped up onto my lap. You are so cute. Don't bite me, though. Don't bite me. You're so naughty and cute at the same time. But anyway, so we can be talking about Thanksgiving without relating that Thanksgiving thought to the classical American Thanksgiving that we are about to celebrate this Thursday. And plus, I don't know much about the history, so you may be able to find that from other podcasts better that way. So, but let's reflect. How about that? Let's reflect. Reflect and talk about things. We are all human, right? We human beings tend to focus on the bad things than the good stuff. And I remember this from my mother. It's kind of interesting, this trip that my parents had this last 2 months. I discovered something that I have not really thought too much about. That is my relationship with my parents and also my mom specifically. As you get older, sometimes you think that you're becoming, or it actually shows that you become more and more like one of your parents. And this trip that my parents took, my parents' visit this year in 2006, really made me look at the similarities and characteristics of me and my mom. I always thought that I look more like my dad. I always thought I behave more like my dad. Of course, there are certain characteristics that is very exclusively my dad. But because of the physical appearance outside, I've been getting so much this year that I look a lot like my mom. And then my brother looks a lot more like my dad. I never really thought of that, and I never give it, any thought at all. And so it's very interesting. This time, I discovered that not only do I physically look like my mom, there are also many traits in me that I find to be the same in my mom. One thing is the adventurous nature, and not when it comes to like physical adventure, like mountain climbing and all that. I'm not into that. I'm not into sports, and I'm not into, with the exception of roller coasters, I don't really seek that sort of excitement. But adventure in terms of taking challenges in life, learning a new task, and curiosity. Part of the reason why I started podcasting was because it's a new thing that I want to try out. And who knows, it just is such a good match with my personality and with the technology knowledge that I've already have at the time and also gained since then, including my weight, mind you. And we'll talk about fat in a moment. Excuse me for clearing my throat right in your ears. Anyway, so I realized there are traits in my mom, the adventurous trait in my mom that I really probably got from her. And so I'm very thankful, first of all, to the for the fact, not to. Well, you can be thankful to God. You can be thankful to somebody, your mom or your dad or your lover or your partner or your wife or your husband or your sister or your brother or your cat. But you can also just be thankful in general, no matter what your belief, your religious belief, or even if you do believe in religion. That came up fairly recently about whether or not you should label yourself Christian or Catholic and other podcasts, and we'll leave that for another podcast. But what I'm trying to say is you can be thankful with or without religion. What is the point? And I can only tell you from my point of view. It is only my show, and it is not a lesson. It is merely me sharing my personal experience. If you can relate, great. If you cannot relate, that's all right too. So my thought about Thanksgiving or giving thanks or be thankful or appreciative of what you have or what you are currently experiencing. One that we always take for granted is we are alive right now. If you're listening to this, you better be alive. Otherwise, I'll be very scared. You better be alive. Hello. So if you're listening to this, we are alive. And whether or not your life is good, if you think of yourself, you know, sometimes when you stop and think, like, oh my gosh, I have a sucky life, or I have a wonderful life. Why is it wonderful and why is it sucky? It's really up to us. And whether or not you believe in the higher power, most of it still is under your own belt. The fat, that is, no. Everything is still under your own control, most of the time. Mostly. There are things, you know, there's like luck and stuff that you have no control over. Other people, for instance, you cannot control. And therefore, you're just going to have to leave it up to them, because you have to remember, if you don't like to be controlled or bossed around, you probably shouldn't do that to other people. Be mindful that, I'm going into this Wonder Wisdom mode, be mindful that whatever you feel, you think, and when you think about other people think of themselves as how you think of yourself, oftentimes. So, meaning, if you don't want something to be done to you, you probably shouldn't do that to other people. But why am I so off? Because I am retarded. So be thankful for what you have. That's one thing that our present, and the present is the best gift. I read that somewhere. It's corny, but it's also true though. We usually forget about our present. We plan so hard for our future. We want to do things for the future. We sometimes regret things from the past, that we forget to think about the present. And sometimes that is one huge reason of failure in certain things, is to we forget to enjoy the current. or actually not just enjoy, but be aware of the current or the present. So take a moment, if you would, today with the podcast that you're listening to. You may be listening to this in the train, you may be listening to this in Chicago, in Singapore, in Johor, in Penang, in anywhere in the US, anywhere in the world. Take a moment and appreciate the present. Or just be, you know, you don't even have to appreciate it. You can hate it too. But at least be aware of the present. And if you are able to be mindful of your present, of your current moment, you tend to probably be able to see more things around you that you sometimes neglect to see. So that's one thing. And then once you are able to do that, now, then you want to make a conscious decision to be thinking about, you know, being thankful. What is in your life? Now, of course, this is a decision. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine online, and we were saying that happiness and sadness, when it comes to time where you can control, which is most of the time, you are able to make a decision to be happy or sad, or to be happy or angry. If you're angry at somebody, you made the decision to be angry. And then that sounds odd, but let's say somebody come over and slap you in the face. Of course, your first reaction is, oh, angry or whatever, shocked and angry, right? You have no control over the other person. You know, not that you can stop it. Let's say, you know, it's coming from the back and smack you in the head, right? You have no control over the other person, and so you can get angry, yes. And, well, that's a bad example, but let's say somebody said something to you that was kind of rude and inconsiderate. And here you are thinking about it, dwelling into that moment about what that person said to you that it's going to make you so upset, and you're so upset about it, and you're so angry about the situation, and you're thinking about it, and you're slaving over that thought. And then when you realize that person don't even realize that what they said could cause you this much agony or pain. So those are the time that you actually, you know, the time that, what was the reason that person say this and that to me? You know, did I do something wrong, or why was that person so bloody, bloody, blah? And you're wasting all the time, right, to be thinking about what that other person did to you. And you get all frustrated and all that. And while that person was having a jolly old good time without realizing that what they said was hurting you. So, and also disappointment. I also was talking to another friend about disappointment. I think disappointment comes when we expect. There are times that we need to expect, but there are also times that we don't, especially when it comes to time where you are giving. I find myself save a lot of time and get away from drama by not expecting. If I want to help this person with something, it could be as minor as maybe just doing a little graphics or something for this podcaster, for instance. I don't expect anything. Well, sometimes I do. I said, you know, you can give me a donation, blah, blah, blah. That's a whole different deal. But when I'm doing something for somebody, I don't want to expect anything back. Not even a thank you. And that is truly liberating, because when you do something for another person, if you don't expect the person to say thank you, or if you don't expect the person to do anything, because I'm giving this to you because I want to, and therefore I'm giving it to you. And if you don't expect the other person to say thank you, then you wouldn't be mad, even if that person doesn't say thank you, that or do anything back for you. So that is what I mean by disappointments come from expectations. So if you give without expectations, then you save the whole lot of hassle or a whole lot of drama about, oh, that person does not appreciate blah, 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 blah. So whatever you do get from the other person, then it's icing on top of that yummy, delicious, juicy, moist red velvet cake. So that is the expectation. And so how can I get so far? And let's go back to thankfulness. So you are in the current moment. You are thankful for what? Oh, yeah. This, the decision making. You can make the decision whether or not you want to stop worrying about the situation. You want to stop getting angry or vengeful about the person coming over to you and slapping your face. You can dwell on that hate. You can dwell on that anger. Or you can make a conscious decision to stop that. And I remember reading something from the Buddhism quotes. I like to look at those deep thought philosophical thought or quotes. And one of them is something to this extent. Of course, I'm not quoting it correctly. Anger is holding on to your anger or revenge or vengeful or that sort of hatred and anger that you hold in your heart is the same as you holding onto a handful of hot coal, burning coal that you grab in your hand with the intention of throwing that back to them. So revenge or anger is like holding the hot burning coal in your palm with the intention of throwing back at to that person. That is anger. That is revenge. And think of what's going to happen during that process. You're going to burn yourself. So you will be the one who is burning. The palm will be the first thing that get burned first. So you are the one who gets hurt first. So we can, it's not easy though, but we can make a conscious decision to choose happiness and move on from hatred and move on from on sadness or some being mistreated by other people. Now that doesn't mean that we should stand up for our own rights, but we don't have to do that with hatred in our heart. That's the whole reason why I move away from I have that moment of revelation several months ago. I think I talked about this on the podcast too, is that you can, like, I was so angry with the church, right? The Catholic Church, that it really got me turned into this hateful bitch to the point where there's no reason why I need to stay in the church anymore. But I finally thought, and okay, this is again another topic of discussion with especially Mark, Chef Mark, because I somewhat disagree with his opinion about you shouldn't change the church. If the church wants to be this way, then you should leave. Yes, I agree. I understand what his point is. But of course, as he probably would agree, is he is an individualist. And so one thing that works for him does not always work for other people. So we'll talk more about that. But I was so hateful that the motivation for change in the church is coming from hate, which is what caused the anger in me first. It's because of the hate, the action of hatred coming from the church is making me hating those people who preach hate toward gay people. So it's like a vicious cycle. So I that was like my moment of revelation, and I choose to. And it's a conscious decision. I choose to, instead of hate, I choose to not use hate as my motivation, but use love as the motivation. I'm still full of it, full of the energy. Instead of turning the energy into hatred, I'm angry, I'm turning my anger into hatred, I'm turning my hatred into something that is more productive, that is to actually get out and do something about it. That's why I'm involved in organizations that would, hopefully cause some sort of change in the church. And also in the society, that's just not in the church only. and bigotry happens everywhere, inside and outside of the church. So we'll take the, so it's good to be an activist. You have that sort of activism energy in you, but instead of using that to kill all those people who hate you, why don't you use this energy and actually do something more productive and steer away from hatred? So I'm going to burp. So make a conscious decision to choose happiness. Now, this is something that I learned from my mom. This is where I, you know, went around like 10,000 circles before I come back here. My mom taught me to believe that if we can choose happiness or sadness or unhappiness, whatever that is, sadness or anger, whatever, not happiness, not happy, why don't we make the decision of choosing happiness? You live your life 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, and there's nothing you can do, there's nothing much you can change outside of yourself, so you can only change yourself. And why don't we make a conscious decision to make all those decisions to be something that we will feel happy about? And if making those decisions, when you make those decisions, you actually will find yourself living a happier life. And I find that to be, of course, you know, when I heard that, it was sort of silly. Because, you know, I couldn't relate at the time when I heard my mom said that you can make the decision. If you can look at one thing from different perspective, and why not choose a pleasant perspective? I talk about this in the car one time in the podcast. I talk about the child, the parent, the mom of two children, two sons. One is a fabric maker, and the other one is an umbrella maker. And so the mom of that two children, one is, when it rains, she would be worrying about the son who's a fabric person, whatever, who creates fabric. There must be a word for it too. Tell me in the comment area. Who makes fabric, about his fabric not being able to dry in the sun because it's raining. And then when it's sunny, she would then worry about the son who's making umbrella, that the umbrella wouldn't sell because it's not raining. Now, it's the same situation, but coming from two different perspectives. I remember that my mom vividly telling me that story. Of course, she probably told it more effectively than I did. Is, why don't you just flip go to the other perspective and look at the bright side? You know, the day goes by, 24 hours click by the same way, no matter which perspective you choose. Why not choose the happy one? Unless you make a decision, your own decision, because it's still up to you, to live a miserable life. If that works out for you, fine. So far, it hasn't worked for me. It's not easy because, you know, we, like I said, human being, we always fall into the default, and then we sometimes have to do things to better our own lives. And so make a conscious decision to be thankful, or take a moment to be thankful of what's around you. And I am thankful. So what am I thankful for while you're thinking about your things, list of things? Sometimes picking, if you have a hard time picking out one, something is not right, honey. Something is not right. And I'm talking about as small as this moment. My cat is sitting on my lap. He's a bit of a bitch sometimes, you know. He likes to bully his sister. And, you know, so I can dwell on that, or I can just dwell on the sweetness moment. Right now, he is curled up in between my legs, cute little pie, looking down at him, with his eyes shut, snuggled up with me. So I'm thankful for this moment. I'm thankful that I'm able to use podcasting to talk to so many people. Talk to you. You know, you're the one listening to this. And I'm thankful that I got into podcasting to begin with. And I'm thankful that I had all the previous knowledge about the technology that's required to do a podcast. It's getting easier and easier, hopefully. When I started, it was not easy, I have to tell you. I didn't understand what RSS feed, and you have to hand code your RSS feed. So that sucked. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I have all these stuff around me, the jobs. Jobs that are paying for what I am giving out. It requires money to create podcasts, you know, computers, equipment, blah, blah, blah. And I'm also thankful for those of you who have donated generously to me before, all the way since 2004. Chris that I met in, I hope his name is Chris. The guy that I met in Minneapolis. Who donated for me. He was, you know, I remember my first donation. I felt so bad about it that I almost returned the person the money. But it shows the appreciation coming back from the listener. And I want to express to you how thankful I am for your action of donating money wise. But most importantly, your generous, almost like dedication to the show. I always tell people, you know, I started in 2004, but I don't have many, many listeners, but most of my listeners are wonderful. And you know who you are. You listen to this, whether or not you let me know about it, but you come back. I have almost 500 listeners, 400 plus usually, in this podcast online. And it keeps coming back. Most of the listeners are from iTunes. So if you are listening, if it keeps downloading, meaning you do listen to it, because iTunes would stop after 5 shows. If you don't listen, it will actually stop. And unless you go in there and delete all the episodes or actually go up and say, choose to continue updating the show. So I can only assume that most of you, 400 of you and 400 plus of you out there, I actually do listen to this, even though I hear back from maybe from about, I would say maybe 20 people, often 20 to 30 people very regularly, and some we chat online, and some we actually become friends, become very close friends. And so I'm thankful for all that. I'm thankful for your commitment to listening to me. And I'm sure I cannot make the decision for you, but I'm sure that I must be doing something that strikes the right chord, I guess, for you also. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be listening to me again and again. So I'm very thankful for that. I am thankful for love. I'm thankful for the love that I receive from listeners. From, you realize I never used the term fan. I think the way my show is going out, it really makes it more like a relationship, you and me. Whether or not you talk back through some kind of support that you have out there just by merely subscribing to the show, shows me that is your way of giving or fulfilling the communication cycle. So, I'm very thankful. Oh my gosh, my backup, my hard drive, I think is quitting. My backup hard drive, which is bad. It's a bad thing. I'm not thankful for that though. But at least I'm not focusing on that. So I'm focusing on the good stuff. So what else can I be thankful for? That's quite a huge list. You can really sit down and look at all the pretty things, and all of a sudden your miserable life is no longer there. Or at least it's there, but at least it coexists with the good stuff. So all of a sudden your world is not too dark anymore. So take a moment to be thankful for what you have. And share your experience with me. You can send in voice comment to me, to online@gmail.com, if you want to record your own MP3, or you can go to my website, that's my email address. Go to my website, onlinepodcast.com. My email is actually online@gmail.com. Go to my website, and on the right-hand sidebar, you will see audio voice comment. You can leave me a voice comment by dialing if you're in the U.S. You can dial the number 206-888-JOHN. I know I haven't been mentioning that. If you're listening to this on an iPod or any player that if it shows up with the information on the screen, or if you're listening to this on a computer, you can actually, on each show, you can open up the notes of the show and actually have that voice comment number in there also. Sometimes I forget, but most of the time I remember. Number again is 206-888-JOHN. You can also leave me a MobileTalk comment using the MobileTalk comment system, as I would like to call it, my Qingchang, because it used to be called my Qinggo. My Qingchang, and also MobileTalk, the new name is, or I call it HomoTalk. And leave me a comment about what you're thankful for. I would love to hear it. Or just simply go to the website and email me, not email, but post a comment about what you're thankful for. Just one thing, or 10 things, or not at all, if you just do this in your head, to see if it does brighten your day up a little bit or not. Again, like I said, it's a conscious decision that you have to make to be happy, and you just have to make the decision yourself and make that possible for you. So yeah, I'm very thankful. And after doing that, it's very cathartic for me. If I'm sad, I'll talk about it. I'll feel better. If I'm angry, I'll talk about it. I'll feel better on the show, on the podcast. And if I am, if I'm unaware, or if I haven't been thinking of the good stuff around me, I just did. And I'm very thankful for the fact that I'm thankful. So you make your own decision. That is in your hands. To make decision to be happy or not. Of course, I try to choose happiness. It's hard to do sometimes, especially when you are having a hard time going through day-to-day life stuff and trying to make yourself be thankful. But make the decision that you want to. Sit down or stand up, whatever. And reflect on what's around you. The present, that's important. The past, also important. Like, I'm thankful for my parents' visit. I'm thankful about learning about my mom and how much similarities we have in so many things that I have in me that is actually from her. It's very interesting to reflect back. Even looks, people are telling me that I look like my mom. And so that would be something. Oh, I want to say a special thank you. I haven't mentioned that to Brad from Chicago, who has a podcast also. Was it podcast 773 podcast? Let me check. Yeah, 773 podcast. He's also another podcaster. He left me a message quite a while ago about about him. It's on my Qinggo, so you can go listen to it. He was talking about whether or not it's okay to promote my website. Of course, thank you so much for doing that. He just, you know, kind of sort of helped me promote my podcast with other email listing group or something. I want to say thank you for that. And his message also there, it's so long ago that I'm not going to play it right now, but or should I? Let me see if it will play.
Hello, John. This is Brad from Chicago and the 773 podcast. I want to let you know that I did something today and plugged your show. I was on MySpace. There's a group on MySpace called White Boys Who Love Asian Boys and Vice Versa, and everyone else who likes gay Asians also.
That's a long name, honey.
The group's got 5,000 members, something like that. So I went and started a thread on their message board promoting all the gay Asian podcasts and the and my podcast as well, since good. I like Asians. So I promoted your podcast, CDP, VJNet's podcast, and Orange in a Pod. And if there's someone
Orange in a Pod is gone though, but he'll be back to email me with
I'll
something else.
The thread,
can I pause and replay?
773podcast@gmail.com. Thanks.
Okay,
love your
good.
Podcast. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. And yeah. So Orange in the Pod is gone, the podcast, but you know, I received an email from him. He's doing fine because I was a little concerned. I haven't heard from him in a while. That is, what is his name? Oliver, as I call him, Oliver. He's doing fine. So he is coming back to do more podcasts, but in another form. So it's not materialized yet. He will let me know. So looking forward to hearing from him. So that was a message from Brad. Thank you for doing so. And he likes Asian. So Asian boys, go talk to Brad in Chicago. He looks like a nice guy. And he has a podcast. So go check it out. Podcast. I do listen to his podcast. Podcast 773podcast.com. I would love to listen to all the podcasts, but I just cannot physically have that much time to do so. So I know listeners of mine, especially newer listeners who created or started their own podcast, but they wish that I would listen. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. But as I was doing a live show over the weekend, yesterday I did a live show, and it was so much fun. I discovered that I can actually fit more people now. I can actually have as many people as my server is able to handle. So far, I was able to add up to about 16 people to listen to the live feed. So sometimes I do, every once in a while, I do some illegal stuff. Like, you know, I play my music that I have. Just, you know, to have fun. It was sort of like talking to your friends online and then play music through Skype or whatever for them to hear. So I did that, and I chat with people, and I got back in touch with Peter from Oh My Pod, and then also found out that he now has a co-host, and his name is Binoy Boy. Binoy as in Filipino. And so, and he's fat also. He's also fat, like me. Let's just leave it at that. But he's got more fat than I do. But anyway, so Pinoy Boy, I really had fun talking to you, Pinoy Boy, and also Peter, obviously, all the time, Peter. And they encouraged me to resubscribe to the show. And so I am resubscribed, and I will move on to other podcasts every once in a while, so don't get hurt, please. Don't feel bad that I move on, but I am subscribed to Oh My Pod right now. It's on my subscription list right now. And so I want you to have a great Thanksgiving if you do celebrate Thanksgiving. If you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, if you're outside of the United States, and if you don't do that, take a moment to reflect on the stuff that's around you. It's always good to be giving thanks, to be aware of what you have, and also think positive, look at the bright side. You know, if this side doesn't look too good, move on to the other side and make it look better. Make a conscious decision to make things better. Okay? And I would love to hear from you. Interaction is good. It tells me that there are people out there, and it also helps me, it really does. An email from you really helped motivate me to do more shows and to have more reasons of doing or continue doing the podcast. Sometimes I may have missed, like I have a listener who wrote an email to me and said that I missed his comment. I commented on other people's comment and I missed his. I'm very sorry about that. I still have problem finding which one you're talking about. So I'm very sorry that it's my bad. It's my mistake that I did not respond to him. I tried my very best to do my best to respond to you. Best. So if I do miss it, please feel free to email me back. Don't feel like it's something personal, because that's just not me. If I'm not happy with you, I'll let you know. So don't worry that it's, you know, because I don't like you and therefore I did not send you the response or anything. Don't feel bad. So thank you so much for listening, as usual. And I do mean it, even though I say it every single time. Thank you for those of you who subscribe to the show. Please tell people about the show also. And for those of you who actually have an iTunes account, go to, and you live in America and actually have an iTunes account, maybe you want to leave a comment to help people, new people, discover about this podcast, online podcast. Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to smile. Ta-ta.